Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, the Yard Goats are back in Hartford this week. We talked about just in sports how it's going to be some major league pitchers going against the AA players of Hartford this week, which is... It's great if you're a Red Sox fan to go see these guys play. It's tough for the Yard Goats who want to rack up some W's. Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us here in Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. It's kind of a big week for you guys, right?
Yeah. We opened up a week and a half ago with regards to the season at home, and then we hit the ground running into Binghamton. Ran in a lot of weather in Binghamton. We rained out two or three games and had to reschedule, but we took three out of five on the road, and now we welcome the Red Sox to Hartford.
Yeah, and you're getting a couple of major leaguers. Like, when you get notified by the other organization, like, is it a good thing because you can market it because the Red Sox are popular, or you're like, oh, man, we got to face these guys?
No, I think truly an honor, because if you think about it, the Red Sox are sending major league pitchers, you know, or players to Hartford to rehab and to get better, to get back to Fenway Park. So, you know, we think of that first, and then the baseball comes second. And, you know, our team has, faced major league caliber players already. So it's, you know, at our level, it's, you're really close to getting to, right, to the big league. So it's not anything that's going to affect their development.
Do you see a ticket sales pop when, like, a Brian Bello is going to pitch?
Yeah, you'll see some. I mean, the biggest one that I remember, over the years, is we had Max Scherzer with the Mets come. And that really moved the needle. We saw, another one was Tim Tebow. When those names were coming in, Tim wasn't rehabbing, but he was in the minor leagues. Those really moved the needle on ticket sales.
Yeah, that's cool. Tim Restall, president of the Hartford Yard Goats, joining us here on Brian and Company. They start a series with the Portland Sea Dogs tonight at the park, and it's kind of a special day. Is it all across baseball that does Jackie Robinson Day?
Yeah, I mean, depending if you have games or not, I know some teams did it this past weekend, but today is Jackie Robinson Day, and so we're very excited to be able to celebrate it. We actually have his grandson coming down from Binghamton.
Oh, wow.
And they're doing a panel discussion at 4:00 at the ballpark with some ex-major leaguers and such, so it's something that we're able to celebrate his impact and what it is in the community, and really celebrating the community. So it's going to be a great day at Duncan Park.
Now, does everyone wear 42 in the game or something like that, or they don't do things like that?
No, I mean, we don't do that here, but we are going to be celebrating his legacy throughout the game and really highlighting some of the things. So I know some teams will wear number 42, but we're just honored to have his grandson to come down. And be able to, speak. Yeah,
that is really cool. Tim Restall, president of Hartford Yard Goats. What else you got? So obviously, these people who don't know the AA format, I think when they switched, I think it's great. You play, what is it, a 5-game or 6-game series with these guys, right? You play all the way through Sunday, and then they get Monday off, and they start again, whether it's home or on the road. And you also have some college games coming up next week, too. Just talk about what promotions you have with the Sea Dogs in town this week.
Yeah, so, I mean, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday is Most Improved Student Night at the ballpark, where we're celebrating. Teachers were able to nominate students as they're one of the most improved in their classroom, so they're coming out to the field. Friday night is Connecticut night, so we play a game as the Connecticut Yard Goats, not the Hartford Yard Goats, and again, celebrate all things Connecticut. We have a green jersey giveaway because it's also Irish night that night. Yes. And then Saturday's fireworks, and Sunday is Easter, so if you don't have plans for Easter, come on out to the ballpark. you know, have a hot dog with the family and, you know, cheer on the Argos.
Sounds good. I'm psyched. I can't wait for the – and Saturday is going to be good because I think the weather is going to be warm, at least warmer, but the weather seems pretty good all week to get them all in. So hopefully we'll see you at the park soon.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.